Welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Here we go. It is Friday, y'all. Welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Yeah. All right. Weekend.
Yeah. Pump for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, baby. Good stuff going down this weekend. Got some playoff football action. Determining who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Hope Virginia's husband's Bills do well. We'll see. They're going up against some Kansas City Chiefs, maybe with or without their quarterback. Who knows? That'd be a big deal for the Bills. They don't have Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs.
Oh, that'd be a great, great situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the Bills to win. If not, your weekend's going to be fucked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the Bills don't win, I might just get a hotel.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Get him some space.
Well, the backup option for Mahomes for the Chiefs is the Dolphins' old quarterback from way back in the day, Chad Henne. And Dolphins fans will tell you, he ain't very good.
So, that sucks.
He ain't very good.
Everybody thinks he sucks.
He ain't no Patrick Mahomes. It's not like you got like, oh, well, it's 1A and 1B. No, it's like 1A and 4D.
That's got to be a really tough thing. If you are, even if you're not in a sports town, but especially if you are a player on a sports town and you suck and everyone is constantly telling you how badly you suck, that's going to bring on depression.
If anyone's rooting really hard for Patrick Mahomes' health, it's Chad Henne. Because you don't want that. I mean, now maybe you live up to the moment, you step in, you actually become a hero, and you rewrite the whole course of your career. But if you come out and the Chiefs, I would say right now, are like, I haven't seen what the Vegas odds are, but, you know, them or the Packers, I think, are probably the favorites, and they are the defending Super Bowl champs. So, you know, they would have pretty good odds that they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's all about that Mahomes, though.
Yeah.
If he's not in it, it is a good day for the Bills.
I just hope you're prepared, and I don't want the Bills to lose because I really love my Panda, but I hope you're prepared to take care of Panda. Mm. Not like that.
As soon as the Bills lose, I have to drop to my knees.
No, I never
just said. Right there.
Although I think that would help.
I think we're watching the game with like two people. That'll be weird.
No, you wait till they leave. Yeah. Unless that other couple looks at you as their unicorn. I don't know how it goes into Cuesta.
I'm no one's unicorn. I've aged out of that status.
You're more like the mule.
I'm the donkey.
The donkey.
The dinosaur.
I'm the dinosaur bong.
You would be the unicorn if an 80-year-old couple was trying to get with you.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, she's so young. And I'd be like, yes, I am.
That's why I loved going to Virginia's doctor. Her doctor works on 80-year-old people constantly. She's like, oh, you've got really young-looking gums. I'm like, oh, thank you. Go on. Do
so
go
it's
on.
All relative.
Yeah. I was a youngster.
You walked in here in decades.
I felt like a hot piece of ass walking in that place. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a whole bunch of random emails here today I'll throw at you here for our Friday. Start with Jeff, who said, in honor of the near approaching Super Bowl, I want to get that chicken wing discussion back on. I know you, Kev, you've been giving some praise for the Publix wings. That's Publix wings. Yeah, it's kind of been my weekend jam here for a while. I'm definitely on that train. Might do it again this weekend. I don't know. Got the Mardi Gras wings last weekend. Ooh, man, good stuff.
It's nice to see you excited about food.
I agree, they are delicious. Although I don't recall anyone mentioning probably the best around. Winn-Dixie's wing game is, in my opinion, the best around.
Really?
Okay, pretty fat wings and many excellent sauce options. Mm. It's all on their hot and ready bar. They have a container that you can stuff full for $12.99. It's definitely worth a try. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Just talking about them has me itching for some right now.
I'll head to Publix.
Okay. Have you ever had the Winn-Dixie wings?
I've had enough of I've had a lot of Winn-Dixie. I was I was raised on Winn-Dixie. My mom and Ann led the league in hot case purchases.
He's moving on up to Publix.
It's hard for me to get out of the Publix world.
Okay. All right. Got a helpful email here. Says, hello, KBJ. I've been listening off and on since before your move to Miami. I became a permanent listener around 2016 and even a listener to the ATS. And I even got my husband to become a fan.
Okay.
I'm a little behind, but I'd like to provide some answers to questions brought up in both the regular show and the ATS. I work for the Miami-Dade Police Department as a public service aide, which means I respond to non-emergency police calls, such as car crashes and burglaries, without a suspect on the scene, so I can provide some insight. First, Denny's trash bin is most likely not stolen, but taken with the trash collection. If the garbage truck uses a mechanical arm to lift the trash bin up and over the dump, out of the trash, into the back, it may have slipped from the arm. It's actually pretty common in Dade County.
We actually know what happened to it, but I don't even know if we can talk about it. You're going to have to ask Denny's that, but there's an update on the update.
A person took it.
You know the update.
I have a feeling, because Denny's had a feeling. He said he thought he knew what happened, and good luck getting stuff over on Denny's. Denny's notices a lot of things. He's very observant. He's also very thoughtful. He would not rush to judgment, but he came in here and he said he thought somebody took his garbage can, and I believe him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got some, you know, what happened? Some where
independent
with all
this confirmation.
Have you ever heard Denny so pissed?
I mean, I'm getting chills right now because he's so fucking mad.
Get him, Big D.
Well, so here's the crazy part. I got another trash can. I had to have him send it out. It took a few days, which is great. Awesome trash can. And then all of a sudden, just yesterday, the 2 days ago, my trash can reappeared on my driveway without any word or anything.
What?
So one of my neighbors who listens to the show shot me a message, and they saw what happened.
Oh, wow.
And one of my other neighbors, basically just while they were renovating their house, decided just to grab my trash can and use it for the next 5 or 7 days of renovation without even mentioning it to me. So I ordered a new one. Now I have two gigantic-ass trash cans in my freaking driveway.
Yes.
M. Night Shyamalan twist ending. Is it possible that the guy that texted you is the fucker that stole it?
I don't think so, but it could be. Okay. I mean, you can't take anything off the table. I mean, maybe it's the perfect crime. You report the crime that you did, throwing me off the scent. It could easily be that.
But
I don't think that's the case.
If they're in the nation.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think my neighbor straight up just used my trash can for 7 days of renovation and then was like, oh, here you go.
I'm done. I'll give it back.
Now you got two trash cans.
Well, your neighbor's a straight up dick.
I was shocked by this.
Your neighbor's an asshole.
That's not cool at all. You never ever do that.
Yeah.
That is a selfish idiot, is your new neighbor.
Well, to not mess with anyone, I didn't want to make a big deal of it. I asked a couple people, nobody gave me answers, so I just moved on from it, right? And I went on my own path, ordered my own one. And then the returns, I'm like, why even return it to me now? You see that I have a new one that's even bigger than the other one.
At this point, just keep it.
First of all, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thanks.
Second of all, thank you for being so brave to tell your story.
It's so rough.
Yeah, I think on Monday you need to come back on and call them out live on the regular show, but you need to keep that same ferocity and anger in your voice right now for Monday.
Agree. Keep that heat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to call my neighbor that's stealing my stuff.
Did they just move in, or they've been there?
I think, if anything, they just renovating their house. I think they've been there this whole time. They've been doing a lot of work, so I've been seeing the work. And like I said, there was that moving team there. I think they were removing things from their house.
I could see needing it, but that's something you clearly asked your neighbor, hey, could I borrow your trash can?
Easy, or use it the one day and just return it.
And he would have let anybody
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's why they took yours. You're the new guy. You're young. They're like, ugh, whatever. The new young guy. We don't even know him. We'll take his.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any respect for you because they don't know you.
Don't you love Virginia's profiling?
Oh, yeah. They're kind of, they made the list.
You have a future for the CIA.
I think you need to point them out to me next time I'm over.
Well, he doesn't want heat either. But just so you know, I said there was an update, but I didn't give any details. And then Virginia goes, it was his neighbor.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it by the way you told the story, because you knew it.
Well, I just say keep it at that point. It's been so long. It's just now, like you said, it's hard to throw out a trash can.
It is. Yeah.
Now I got this gigantic trash can.
You can't throw out a trash can. They won't take it.
It's kind of ironic, but you can't.
The city ones, they're gigantic.
They are.
It takes up half my garage.
Yeah. Well, this email said, I guess in Dade County, you have to file a police report before the county replaces it in Dade County.
They wanted to charge me. I said I was a victim of theft, and I was like, I refuse to pay.
How much were they going to charge you?
I didn't get to that, but I think it's like $65.
What?
Damn.
Fuck that.
I would have taken that out of my neighbor's ass.
If they steal 10 of them, I think that's at that point, if they steal 10, I think that's grand theft. Well, yeah.
I was on the phone with the lady, and I'm like, I have to buy a new one. If I'm the victim of theft, I have to buy a new trash can.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
That's what I said to the lady. And she goes, all right, well, and I heard typing. And then she's like, I got you a trash can.
Did you go, all right.
Yeah, like she was working. She had to fly that up the flagpole to find out.
Damn it, I got
to
do my job.
Carl said, I feel bad for John Wick. First he lost his puppy and then his trash can.
Yeah.
Got that Keanu Reeves look going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, combined.
That could actually be the plot line of the next John Wick movie.
Take his trash can.
It's a revenge movie because somebody stole his trash can. he kills 100 people because of it.
These little crimes, though, you got to watch out for them.
Mm-hmm. Here's a movie idea from the same email. Said, hey, I heard your story from when you guys were still in Miami and having a meeting with one of your bosses wearing a Dracula costume. It's such a great story. And when Jason said that it was just one of many like it, an idea came to me. Have you guys ever thought about turning these little stories you have into a KVJ web series? They could be 10-minute bite-sized bits. I know it would be a lot of work, and are busy enough.
I want to play Hergar.
Believe it or not, I started writing out a little KVJ movie about that situation. It's kind of all over the place, but it's got all of those kind of stories in there. We could easily, with what I've written, easily turn them into a web series. Easily.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a lot written.
And it could be, we could put that disclaimer on it, is these things really happened.
I mean, the Dracula thing, it's ready to be shot. That story is written out, ready to go.
I think that guy still lives in South Florida. We can get him to play his original part.
Amazing. We don't have a big budget, though. I can only get him a meal.
I think you do it for free. Oh, he has a lot going on.
I don't know if we should.
I don't think we should.
The pain would be too real.
Yeah, because we're blatantly making fun of.
We're making so much fun.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome, though.
In fact, a couple of people had the same idea. I want to give credit to Karen from Pembroke Pines. She had said the same thing.
Oh my gosh, we could act that out. That'd be so funny.
Steven Cheeseburg on it.
Well, there's so many more stories to tell, especially the last day of our being on the air. Denny's was doing this stunt where he was was it peanut butter or no? It was mustard. He was doing Weird Wednesday. He was covered and mustard, and 10 minutes later, we got our pink slip. So he had to walk out of the building covered in mustard as we got fired.
I was outside using their hose to clean
off. Some gave all.
We actually technically weren't even allowed to be using the hose to wipe off the mustard because we were fired. We no longer work there.
We were trespassing.
Yep. Steve sent an email. He also has an idea, a parody song idea, with Suits denying all of his seedy behavior that people are seeing him doing out in public. He needs to do a parody to Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. The latest was him looking at women's panties in Walmart.
We saw you at the Walmart. It wasn't me.
There's a lot of "it wasn't me" coming from Suits.
I know, right? I mean, if you have enough of these Suits, we start to believe the women.
People say if you see Suits out doing something kinky or snap a picture so we know it's him.
Please take a picture of him.
That is tough, though, to try to take a picture of a stranger. If you get caught, it gets awkward.
Just don't get caught.
I just don't get caught. Mm-hmm.
Just be ballsy.
I got an email from Lauren about pineapple. Said you guys were talking about pineapple yesterday, and I laughed out loud thinking about when I was pregnant. One of the tips for jump-starting labor is to eat pineapple so the enzymes can break down protein and start to soften the cervix. Well, I was 2 days past due, hot as hell, and over being pregnant, so my husband has a picture of me bouncing on a labor ball with an ice pick on my hand, wearing a sports bra and his basketball shorts, eating an entire container of pineapple. He has been threatened under pain of death that no one is ever allowed to see that picture of desperation. It didn't work, but I did get some ridiculous canker sores in my mouth from basically eating an entire pineapple in one sitting or bouncing.
That's funny.
How about that, huh?
I didn't ask you this. Do you like pineapple, Kev?
Yeah, I like it okay.
Okay.
I don't love it, but I like it.
See, that's one of the ones.
In small amounts.
That's one of the fruits I actually love. Pineapple's really good.
I love it in small amounts, and I love it when it's super ripe. I love it when it gets really super ripe and sweet.
I'll tell you the little snack I had during my little health run. I would take watermelon slices and freeze them and then eat them frozen. I don't know what it does. It makes them way more sugary. It was kind of good.
Yeah, I've done that too. It's grapes. Freeze grapes.
Grapes are great doing it that way.
Frozen grapes. Now that you have a pool, eating frozen grapes in the pool is so sexy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Eating frozen grapes.
Frozen, because it keeps you nice and cool. You're outside in the middle of summer. It's just posh.
That's what gets Virginia horny. Grapes in the
frozen
pool.
Frozen grapes.
All right.
Mm. Wow. Shit.
Okay. Now you know.
And I'm the weird one.
Dang.
Well, I get grapes, very suggestive.
Yes.
Very balls.
You can feed them to your partner.
Balls to the lip area. I get it. Or the grape balls, I should say. I'm not trying to be that vulgar.
Who are you teabagging in the pool?
Mr. Grape Man, I guess.
Jennifer sent an email about the new skin you're talking about.
Yes.
N-U-S-K-I-N. I wanted to warn her about signing up to sell their products. They are one of the multi-level marketing schemes.
Yes, I know. They're like all those Amway, whatever the hell, you know.
Yeah, Motivi.
Motivi.
I know.
Virginia loves Motivi. In fact, you're looking to sell some, aren't you?
Whatever happened to that? Like 10, 15 years ago, that was everywhere. Everybody was selling that. And I haven't seen Motivi in a long time. Is it still around, or did they finally arrest the shysters that put that thing on?
If Motivi was around, you would fucking know about it, because they were very loud and annoying.
It was everywhere for like 1 year, and then after that, it just disappeared.
One guy's like, if you talk about Mona V, you're going to double your listenership. I'm telling you. I'm like, motherfucker, no, we're not.
Shut up.
We're going to lose listeners.
It was crazy, though. It was that big, though, for a while. I remember seeing RVs. People would have Mona V RVs. Like, how about this RV with Mona V? Mona RV.
Ugh.
I was like, ugh. Yeah, it was that way. It was that big. She said, a lot of people are losing their money with these types of companies. Essentially, you have to buy into the company, and the only way that you can make any money is by recruiting as many people as you can under you. And they take a portion of your earnings. It's very similar to pyramid schemes. A few minor tweaks to make it legal. John Oliver did a segment about these companies, which I linked here if you want to see.
Yeah, I'm not looking to make money. I just like their toothpaste. And so I want to buy it in bulk. And that's how you buy it in bulk, by joining the club. But I don't care about getting anybody under me selling anything. If I buy a bunch of toothpaste, I'll probably give them out for free to my friends.
I would love that. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I'm about. I'm not about trying to make money with Nu Skin.
I do the Advocare products, and I think they're the same. My mom a lot of times will send me that. She was a distributor, but she just gets it because she buys the products and likes it. She doesn't try to sell them off to anybody else.
Is that like skincare stuff, or is that teeth stuff?
It's my energy drink. Typically, that I do.
They probably do everything.
It's kind of like it's health fitness.
They probably
typically
do supplements. All of them do that. All of them do all that crap. And who knows if it works. I just loved their toothpaste because I felt like it really did make my teeth white. Everybody on Instagram was like, "Oh, your teeth so white, bitch. What's your secret?" And I was like, Nu Skin.
You have great teeth.
Do I?
Yeah.
Are they white?
Yes. Yeah. You have very nice white straight. Even with your old ass, you got white, new looking teeth.
I know. Sign me up. I'll get some of that damn Nu Skin.
Leather skin, white teeth.
I've got leather skin, leather teeth.
It's got to be better than that charcoal I'm now trying to rub on my teeth.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the whole pack where you get like a bunch of them, but it's literally half the price of the retail on it. So.
Yeah, well, let me know. I'd like try some.
I'll gift it to you.
I actually need to go to one of y'all's dentists. If you guys like your dentist, I think I'm gonna jump on that.
I
need a new dentist. My last dentist was not.
You would actually love my dental hygienist. She is so quirky and adorable and cute and nerdy.
I don't like when people are good looking working on my teeth, though.
She's not like a supermodel hot. She's cute. She's adorable.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This doesn't sound like this is at all going to be awkward.
Oh, you would like her personality.
I'm sure I would.
So much.
I would like take her on a date. I don't want her checking out my
She's married. She's married. She's married. She's got a wonderful husband. She's young, though. Mm-hmm. You would really click with her because she's fun and sweet.
Okay.
And she's non-judgmental about the teeth. You know, sometimes you'll sit in the dental hygienist chair and they do the teeth cleaning part and they're like, oh,
I cannot stand a judgmental tooth person.
You haven't been doing a good job now, have you? Do we have to punish you? Like, then they'll get real like sassy.
It makes people feel, I'm telling you.
Look, just freaking clean my teeth.
For a lot of people, they may not go back to that person. Because
I know.
You're not paying for a lecture. You're paying to get your teeth fixed.
I'm here because I know I haven't been perfect. correct.
And there's a way to tell somebody without making them feel like a fuck face.
And she does such a good job of it. This girl is so good.
You happy with your dentist?
Yeah, they're good. They're fine. Yeah.
All right. So I'm in a little dentist bidding war right now. Okay. Both of you got dentists.
I go to Virginia's.
I cannot sell mine harder.
Yeah. She just wants it more than I do.
Knowing you and your personality, you would.
Clearly, she's still going on about it.
I mean, you can't shut her off.
I'll be quiet.
No, come on.
This girl's she really wants this.
I do.
Kevin, this girl's awesome.
I need it.
Go to
Virginia's.
Talking about the charcoal, Sean had sent a photo here. He's like, yeah, I saw this in Costco. Like, charcoal's all the rage. They even have it, charcoal pillows. Why would you lay on a charcoal pillow? Like, what is that for?
And I don't know.
Yeah, they got them. Yeah, it's a charcoal gel pillow, memory foam bed pillow with charcoal-infused gel layer. Why would you look at that and be going, sweet. I've been looking for charcoal to lay my face
infused
on.
Infused gel air. That sounds like the biggest crock of bullshit.
It does. What? It sounds like horse shit.
Charcoal pillow? What? Wait, what?
All right.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
And then Jessica just sent this in. It's just titled Skin. She said, creepiest subject I've ever used. Thank you. What moisturizers do you guys use for your face? I definitely need something that's going to keep the skin hydrated, but needs to have SPF because I had to have surgery for removal of abnormal cells caused by sun damage on my face. Ugh. You don't have to read this on air, especially if you don't use sponsor's cream. But, I don't. Do you have any sponsored cream, Virginia?
I don't, but I love Kiehl's. Okay. Kiehl's makes some good products. I mean, I get those little Ipsy bags, too, where you get all these different samples, and I get to try a new little cream every month. And then if you love it, then you can go buy the full size. Those Ipsys are really cool little – I think it's $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But they send you, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 different little sample size makeup products, and you're like, ooh.
Oh.
You can try all that different stuff for $10 a month. Ipsy. Mm-hmm.
Ipsy. All right. Yeah, I just use a regular, my wife orders something on Amazon for me. It's an eczema cream, and I think it does have SPF in it.
Oh.
I have super dry skin.
You do. That's right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's good for that, too, is that, fuck, what's the name?
I got you an eczema cream, actually. That reminds me. I got a sample of it, and I put it in my purse for you, and then I forgot to give it to you.
You ever use that cortisone?
Cortisone.
That's supposed to be good for any kind of like scaly skin, Kev. People talk
sorry.
Why don't you throw a little harder next time?
Coming in hot.
We got fucking Nolan Ryan.
Eczema balm.
Eczema balm. I grabbed that for you and I forgot to give it to you.
Thank you. And what, it was just a skin cream? Is that what it is?
It is. Okay. Wherever you have those little eczema patches,
yeah,
put that on there.
I got something for you too.
Yeah, since I've had the stuff I use. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. No, the cortisone. I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, since I use
it. Do you have it?
I don't have it on me. But
I haven't had the eczema in a while, but it's one of those things. It's just weird. I got it right at the tail end of when I lived in Kansas City. We're talking 21, 22 years ago. And Kansas City has a lot of wind, and it would be so cold, and that wind would hit you. And the apartment building that I lived in, when you walked in, they had one. You ever seen those jet-like heaters?
Yes.
It's the hottest air, and it and my skin would go right from hitting that freezing cold crack into that heat. And you could feel the whole thing.
You could feel your face cracking.
Yeah, and it's kind of like on my forehead and a little bit like right underneath my eyes. And it's weird because I've never, if my skin gets too dry, then you can start to see in that spot. It's almost like I've had permanent eczema. But it's, you know, you don't notice that I have it.
You can't see it. Some people have it so bad. You're lucky. We can barely see yours. Even if you're having a really bad run, we can barely see
it. That cream. I use the cream once, if not maybe twice a day.
My mom had that bullshit, and she's really struggled with it, especially as she got older. That's why I know about it, too. I'm sure she's passing that bullshit on to me. I'm sure I'll have
eczema. I don't know. You don't have that.
I don't. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
You got that good dark olive skin, and it's not crusty.
Do go on.
Yeah. Hello.
You have that coloration that everybody wants.
Well, all right. Now it's getting weird. Yeah, when you're too nice, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's so amazing. Let's go on and on about it.
Yeah.
This weekend, you guys have anything crazy that's going to be going on other than football? Any plans, something you're looking forward to, Virginia?
Yeah, I got that crab boil.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
The neighborhood crab boil that I've talked a bunch of shit about.
I mean, talked so much shit. If I was this Dale that's running this.
Dale.
That's who's running it. If I was him.
Poor like, sweet Dale.
I'd have a picture of Virginia out at the front and go, do not let this witch in.
Yeah, that's going to be something.
Well, I just found out, too, we're bringing over some of the crawfish tables that we had designed for the Crawfish Fest.
Okay, so now you're being cool.
So, yeah, we're going to bring some of those tables over there. So hopefully all the shit I've talked will not outweigh the generous donation of the crawfish tables that we're making.
All right.
Yeah. Counterbalance. Okay. You got to talk a lot of shit, but give a gift.
Because you really were a crustacean dick on the air.
Well, I didn't understand. I mean, I don't know. I still don't understand. Like,
oh,
she's still got a problem with it.
Kevin,
yeah.
There's the. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was reading some of the literature about this big fucking aquatic, whatever this is called, and they have a blue crab on the front of it. She's like, oh, it's going to be a blue crab, blah, 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 whatever, you know. And then she read deeper into the menu or whatever's going on there, and it's going to be crab legs, which isn't blue crab. It's Alaskan crab.
It's a totally different crab, so why would you put a picture of a blue crab on the invitation? I got so many issues.
I mean, that's all they could get?
I mean, I got so many issues.
Someone's a little crabby.
Yeah, he's trying to have a little, yeah. Ironically.
Oh, I hope they all hate you there. You walk in, and it's so uncomfortable. Oh,
I could very well walk into Dale and a posse of Dale's friends that are all just waiting for me to show.
I mean, if you go there and they all hate you, that's a great story.
I agree.
I can't wait to hear what happens with that.
Oh, it will not be the first time this bitch has rolled up and everybody hates me.
I know. I mean, nobody is fighting with you on that one. I kind of want to crash this bitch.
Come on.
Dale, here I come.
I think there's a Chainsmokers song. It's like, I roll into the club like everybody hates me. You need to have that playing as you enter the party.
You're right.
Yeah, that would be a nice, like, video just to really make it pop.
But that would be weird because I would go there just to see all of the calamity. And then I'd be drinking, and they'd say something mean to you. Then I'd have to defend you. Now it's me and you versus fucking Dale and his crabs.
Don't worry. We got a little backup.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not rolling in alone.
Okay. We're bringing Denny's, too?
We'll bring Denny's and Jerry Soma.
All right. So now it's
wow. You guys with your neighbors. I mean, Denny's got to go over and kick his neighbor's ass because they stole his trash can. Virginia's going to go rock Dale's crab party. Good heavens.
I got weird shit going on in my neighborhood already.
Yeah.
Kevin, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, you guys have some lively neighborhoods, man. It's going down.
You got a shit starting crew.
Again, yeah. That dog next door to me, it keeps on trying to bite me, and now it's getting to the point where his snout knocked off one of the fence thingies, and he could get a leg.
Oh, boy.
I may get stitches on Monday.
Damn.
Yeah, so come on over.
You got to reinforce your fence.
I got to learn how to reinforce shit.
Or get an attorney ready for that lawsuit.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah, how much do you get for a dog bite?
Okay. That's not how bad it is.
Because you could pay for your furniture.
Oh, my gosh. Well, shit, I'm going to dip my leg in bacon juice.
Yeah. What you want to do is you want to have a backup bigger dog, and then you get bit by the littler dog, and then go find the backup big dog and, like, pour something delicious on your leg and have that dog bite you. And then that way you're going to have like a worse dog bite because you really want something good. You need to get stitches. If you don't have stitches, don't even bother with it.
I agree. So you're basically like a dog for hire kind of a thing.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You need something that's really good. And hopefully, you know, you get some kind of infection. So you need a shot on top of it. Then you're talking about a good 25 grand.
Because I feel like I could hurt myself. Like I could have something bite me. I could take pain to a good level,
not to the point.
Mm. Yes.
What if I bite you and we blame it on the dog?
I don't hate this because your bite is going to be next level. Let's get a couple drinks. No, let's get a lot of drinks in you. In fact, let's get a couple drinks in you, have you get into a little pissing match with Dale, and then you bite me.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
They're like, why is this dog's teeth so straight and beautiful?
You're right.
I'm going to tape a picture.
Does this dog go to an orthodontist?
I'm going to paint a picture of Dale's face on your face, and I'm going to attack you like you're Dale. Okay.
But we don't even know if Dale's a dick.
No, he's not. I think he's a nice guy.
So that's why it hurts even more when he's got all this coming at him.
I've heard he's a sweetheart.
Oh, man. I'll tell you who's not.
Good Lord. All right. Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend. Hopefully, you guys got some adventures planned. Can't wait for all the updates coming up on Monday. We'll see you back here then. Goodbye.